What's up, friends? What is happening, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com, JPEG Sports Network. My name is Eddie Greer for the EG3 show, which is all about the world of NASCAR, Camry World Truck Series, Xfinity, and Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And on this afternoon on the EG3 show, it is playoff time. We have regular season finale in both the Camry World Truck Series and the Xfinity Series. We will get into that momentarily. The NASCAR playoffs is here this weekend, Chicagoland. We will break that down and also talk about a little bit about what took place in the regular season finale. So many wacky things happened, and NASCAR definitely blew that race last weekend. I'll get to that as well. But we're going to start with, of course, some news with Irma, and at least for the folks down there in Orlando, Palm Coast, shout out Jacksonville, that area where I used to live in for 8 to 10 years. There, everyone's all good. The water is at a deficit, but yes, there's no power down there, but yes, but the big thing is everyone is okay. My friends down there are all right. Also, the bottom half of the state, which included Tampa, Miami down there, those parts got hit hard, and we have keeping prayers for you guys down there, as well as prayers for Houston, Texas as well. The hurricanes just keep on coming. Unfortunately, we can't control those, but all we can do is do our part, help out, pray, do what we can do. We're asked to do so. For the most part, everyone's all right. And the Camry World Truck Series, guys, getting buckled up and getting ready for action tomorrow night. The season finale on FS1. Regular season finale. And the situation there is that one spot will be open, of course, tomorrow night. This is going to be a wild race. It usually is, and especially with the situation that went down a few weeks ago up in Canada, where Austin Dillon runs over Cass Grala to get the win and punches his ticket to the playoffs. On top of that, Chase Briscoe, who was fastest in the first practice in Chicago this afternoon, getting ready for the race tomorrow night, clinched his spot already. So pressure's off of Brad Keselowski Racing. Cass Grala's already in. John Hunter Nemechek, Chris Bell, who's been a rock star this season, Johnny Sauter, Matt Crafton, and I might be leaving out one more. But all those guys I've just named, they're in the playoffs. Now the focus tomorrow night is going to be on a bubble spot. That is where Ben Rhodes is, and he holds the last spot right now. If he executes like he's supposed to, he will move on now. But the points situation between he and Ryan Truex, who was the first driver out of this mix, 7 points to the bad right now for Ryan Truex. And if he's going to deliver Hattori Racing their first ever playoff berth, he's going to have to drive. Ryan Truex is going to have to drive like he stole $1 million from the bank, maybe more. A metaphor for tomorrow night. This is going to be a wild race, but also you got to keep in mind of the other drivers: Noah Gregson, Justin Haley, and Grant Enfinger, all in that mix as well, as they're going to try to seal the upset and grab that final playoff spot. Grant Enfinger is sitting out there 30 points out. Meanwhile, Craigson, who was very heartbroken at Canada, 47 back, obviously a must-win situation. Justin Haley is 119 points back. to the bad side. Justin Haley has been Mr. Top 10 throughout the season. But it doesn't get a win tomorrow night, that will not even matter. Mile and a half, Chicagoland gets it all kicked off. Regular season finale before both Cable World and Xfinity Series open up the playoffs at Kentucky. So, very interesting situation there. Obviously, Christopher Bell looks to continue to pad on the playoff points. He has a whopping 24 playoff points right now, if I stand corrected. And the question was answered last week when Kyle, Krista, Dale, Jarrett from NBC, NBCSN Networks, who's been covering NASCAR since Daytona, the mid-classic up there. They talked about collecting stage points, whatnot, and it's still out there that you, those points that you collect in the regular season will transfer, not only will transfer throughout the playoffs, but these playoff points and championship points will be collected in the playoffs as well. So same format applies. So that does answer my question. I was very curious of that and how that's going to work. Well, all these points that are gained, including the points that are gained, playoff points that were gained in the regular season, will be added to the total that you earn in the postseason. So definitely a lot at stake, and you're going to see a lot more hard racing here from here on out. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. I'm Eddie Greer for the EG3 show, talking trucks. Tomorrow night, it is going to go down one spot for all for an opportunity to run in these playoffs. So very interesting. And of course, Ben Rhodes, these guys, even Ryan Truex, have little margin of error. But at the same time, you gotta go for it all if you're gonna have an opportunity to do that. So, but a mistake can be costly, but you can't control the other mistakes as well. Looking forward to a good race here tomorrow night in the trucks, as the computer right now been trying to pull up stuff early this morning, wouldn't do it. So I'm going to have to bear with me on that here this afternoon on my notes as I talk Chicagoland preview this afternoon here on KCSportsRadio.com. Moving along to the Xfinity Series, their regular season finale will happen Saturday at 2:30 Central Time. Excuse me, Chicago time, 3:30 Eastern Time. It will be on NBCSN, the regular season finale. And this race is going to be interesting as well. Three drivers will look to lock up a spot in the Xfinity Series playoff spot. Of course, you look who's in right now. Obviously, William Byron, the talk of the summer. Justin Allgaier, Elliott Sadler. And then Elliott Sadler clinched the last time they were on the track last week. Elliott Sadler did clinch the regular season championship, but William Byron has the most wins. Even though Sadler is picking up those 15 extra points, he is still going to trail William Byron at that. So, Brendan Poole, Daniel Hemric, Cole Custer, and Matt Tiff has the clinch, the playoff berth right now. The final three spots are up for grabs. And right now, Blake Koch sits 10th with a 51-point cushion right now. Michael Annette is 11th. And then the veteran, Brendan Gaughan, Grandpa, holds the final spot in the Xfinity Series standings right now. So, the Bubba Watch, we turn to that right now. Dakota Armstrong, who was knocked out by the win of Jeremy Clements, who did not mention in there. Clements clinched the spot via big-time win at Road America. So, Dakota Armstrong, who was in at that moment, was knocked out to that win. Armstrong, He does not have to win. It's not a must-win for him on Saturday's race. But Dakota Armstrong is 25 points behind Brendan Gaughan, and then another point back of Michael Annette. So the same thing applies with these two guys, really, because it's really tight. Blake Koch, he just got to go out there, who's been on the podcast this year. All he has to do is go out there and do like he's been doing, be consistent, finish in the top 15. He'll be in there. He was in the playoffs last year. He made a heck of a run last year in the playoffs, nearly getting into the Final Four, only to have a wreck at Phoenix to all that to go away. But Michael Annette, Brendan Gaughan, if those two, one of them has problems, if Dakota Armstrong can muster up something Saturday afternoon, then he will be in. It's not a must-win. It's not like Dakota Armstrong is going to set the world on fire, but he's going to have some help, and then he has to execute. So these other drivers, J.J. Yeley is going to need a Hail Mary, 65 points back, Ross Chastain, Ryan Sieg, who was in the postseason last year, he's on the verge of missing the playoffs as well. So they're going to have help. But the 5 and a 62 are, I wouldn't say got to go out there and be top 5, but they have to be very careful. At least, the very least, finish in a top 20. They cannot afford to finish 30th on back. That will kill their chances at making the playoffs. So definitely interesting sequence here. Brendan Gaughan, after that Road America race, only was like 11 points back, but had a big cushion. That cushion grew, and now all he has to do is go out there and not really make a mistake, and he will be locked in for the second year in a row in the playoffs. And Michael Annette, he will have an opportunity to have all Junior Motorsports. For those of you who don't know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. owns 4 Xfinity teams, and they've been done so well this year. He'll have a chance to have all 4 of his cars in the Xfinity Series playoffs. That's 1/3 of the playoffs. Of course, the Xfinity Series drivers playoffs, they have 12. Truck Series have 8, and of course the Cup Series has 16. So it kind of goes 16, 12, and then you have 8 in the Capable Truck Series playoffs. That said, it should be an interesting race, but pay attention to Blake Koch. Should be able to clinch on Saturday. It's going to be up to Michael Annette and Brendan Gaughan who's going to clinch those final to playoff spots. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Backing up to the KP World Truck Series season finale, Chicagoland 225 tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern Time. That's 7:30 Chicago time on FS1 has the coverage of that. MRN, Sirius XM, NASCAR Radio will have coverage flag to flag of what should be a thriller all the way down to the final lap. Ben Rhodes has the final spot only by 7 points on Ryan Truex. And let's not forget, again, folks, Noah Gregson, Grant Enfinger, and Justin Haley all have a shot to get in, win, and you're in the playoffs. How simple as that? That's not simple if you're those guys outside the bubble. So those guys won't be sleeping well. But, hey, anything can happen, especially in a truck series where wild sequences can happen. Will another one happen tomorrow night? Ben Rhodes has that final playoff spot. We'll see what happens there. All right, folks, some news real quick. Silly season news before we take our first intermission here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And oh, by the way, last week in the Xfinity Series race, because Xfinity and the Cup Series raced at Richmond, Brad Keselowski, a Cup guy, winning the race last Friday night at Richmond, which setting up the stage for the regular season finale Saturday afternoon for the Xfinity Series. Silly season is already in full swing and got a couple more drivers to report. First, Danica Patrick made the announcement on, I believe it was yesterday, that she will not be returning to Stewart Haas Racing next year. And in my opinion, this comes really a year too late. I thought this should have been done last year, but Danica made the announcement herself. I'm not making a mistake here, folks, that she's made an impact on a sport off the track. Let's get that straight. Yes, she's made a definite impact on the sport, letting other female drivers who have the dream of becoming a NASCAR driver be 100% real. And that has happened. Hearing a couple ladies moving up through the ranks and just living their dream. And Danica Patrick has done that. Obviously, going back to 2011 or 12, made a big splash, winning the pole in the Daytona 500 first attempt, and even leading a couple laps, making history that weekend. And ever since then, kind of falling off the map. Obviously, beginning of the season, having the sponsorship issues between Nature's Bakery, whatnot, all that mess. It was a huge mess. Let's just get straight to the point with that. But on a track, it has not been the same thing, unfortunately for her. And I've been critical on her on this podcast about that. You know, having Kevin Harvick, Kurt Busch, and Clint Bowyer on your squad. Even though Bowyer didn't make the playoffs either, very disappointed at that. I was high on him coming into this season as well, but he didn't make it to the playoffs. But Patrick, you know, even with the success, Kurt Busch is coming on here at the right time. Harvick is still Kevin Harvick. He's still going to be fast, but the transition from Chevy to Ford, even so, still having Danica Patrick on the back end of the charts. Even, I mean, she has only one top 10 compared to none last year. I thought she would have been done last year compared to this year. At least she has that top 10. But other than that, she's been a very disappointment. You know, having that success in IndyCar, which, I mean, I get that you want to make that next step to NASCAR, but that's a huge, steep, steep curve. You know, a one that Danica has failed big time on a racetrack. I mean, off the racetrack, that's kind of like Dale Jr. I mean, big has made huge success off the track. Let's not get that mistaken here, obviously. But let's not ignore the fact that on track, she ain't been performing the last 2 to 3 years. And she's out of that ride. And so we'll see what happens going forward, where she's going to end up, or if she's going to be in the Cup Series at all next year. We'll just have to see what happens. But yes, you can't ignore the fact that, bottom line, this is all about sponsorship. This goes back to what I previously said at the top of the year this year, and even in some of the past podcasts. It's all about sponsorship dollars. You got to go out there, perform on a racetrack, and it hasn't. It just, performance just hasn't been there for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know why, what it is, but she's had time to, you know, step her performance up. But other than being the girlfriend of Ricky Stenhouse Jr., I mean, they're on a track success ain't been there. It's plain and simple. And Eric Almirola was known as well that he will not be back in the Richard Petty Fame 43 next year. And to boot, Smithfield is leaving Richard Petty Motorsports to go to Stewart Haas Racing next year. Wow, double whammy for Richard Petty Motorsports. And there was a little friction there between Richard Petty, the owner, and Smithfield, that they had a handshake agreement. Well, apparently, Smithfield says, that didn't happen. And really, their main concern, Smithfield, was, wait a minute, the performance of the race car. And even though Eric Almirola had that scary accident, which I saw firsthand at Kansas Speedway in May, back in May, he's had a few good runs, but overall, bad luck and struggling, it just haven't been there. And then maybe the bright spot for that team, and I might be a little biased, Bubba Wallace gave that 4-3 so a couple of good runs in Almirola's absence. So from the way that I listened to Drew Blickensterfer on NASCAR Race Hub, one of the podcast episodes this week, that he already made a decision that Bubba Wallace will be in that car for next year. It ain't official yet, but they're working on something, and I would definitely love to see Darrell Wallace back in a race car full time next year, whether it's in the 4-3 or wherever that is, because he definitely knows how to win a race, and Bubba has proven that this year coming in the truck series and wheeling that thing to victory at Michigan Speedway. But yes, Eric Almirola and Smithfield out at Richard Petty Motorsports. Eric Almirola is to determine. Smithfield is going to Stuart Haas Racing. And yes, replacements are still, folks, in the works right now. So obviously there's been buzz around Bubba, and then also this huge buzz surrounding Casey Kane connecting him to this 10 car. Now, I don't believe the 10 will be around the number at least next year. I think that if Casey Kane is brought on by Tony Stewart, that number is going to be changed to something else. Definitely Tony Stewart and Casey Kane definitely have history together. We're going to bring brought up pretty much in the same background. They have good good relationship. Other than that, there's been some huge buzz surrounding that. So we'll have to see what happens there moving forward as the playoffs kick off this weekend in Chicagoland and where this news will head. But yes, silly season is in full effect after Almirola or Danica Patrick did not make the postseason, obviously, last weekend. And another note, Daytona International Speedway in Homestead, where obviously the Final Four will be held once again in November. There were minimum damage with Homestead Raceway, but other than that, they should be ready to go for the Final Four at Homestead and Daytona. They were okay as well. Maybe some scrapes in there. I have to go back and read the full report on that, but minimum damage sustained with Hurricane Irma, so that's very good news there. Like I said, top of the show, very, very lucky there that it wasn't worse than it already was. But the best news is good news, right? Everyone is doing okay, but still don't have no power. At least 80% of my people down there say that it is still do not have any power. Yeah, definitely sucks, but hey, you're in good health and you're 100% all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to take our first break of the afternoon here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Richmond race and we'll merge into the 16 drivers who will race for the Monster Energy Cup this year, the debut of the Monster Energy NASCAR Trophy, Cup Trophy. It's a beauty, all right. Who will end up in Homestead this year? We'll run down the 16 drivers. It will start with the bottom of that grid. When I come back, you're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And remember, social media update real quick. Facebook.com/EG3show. It will be ramping up this weekend with updates of what's going on with the Cup playoffs. Also, stay tuned with the regular season finales between the Capable Truck Series and, of course, the Xfinity series, and then Twitter handle at the EG3 underscore show, at the EG3 underscore show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Richmond and get into the grid. You're listening to EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Show is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house, as usual, for the EG3 show, the latest in the world of NASCAR, the regular season finales, Camping World, Xfinity, playoffs, round one, Chicagoland going down on Sunday. Before I touch the grid for a little bit, Richmond, the regular season finale in the Cup Series happened last Saturday night, and I gotta tell you what, this was one of the more crazier sequences that I have ever watched. I mean, I'll touch on NASCAR momentarily, but let's just start really. Okay, Kyle Larson winning the race thanks to a late caution thrown out by NASCAR that NASCAR shouldn't really even thrown to begin with. NASCAR at the beginning, even before this race started, so they're going to stay out of trouble, right? They're going to not interfere with the outcome of this race. 397 some laps later, they interfere with the race big time, and it cost Martin Truex Jr. a win, which he had in the bag. Clearly, he was out in front of Larson, had a 3-second lead on Larson. Caution comes out for Derek Cope, who shouldn't be in a race car. Begin with, I mean, earlier I saw contact from his car with 10 laps to go, somewhere around there. 10 laps to go, Cope makes contact with the wall, and he stays high on the racetrack. Okay, no caution, right? 7 laps later, 8 laps later, we're getting down to the finish. NASCAR throws the caution out. I cannot. This is tiresome at best. What in the heck would NASCAR thinking throwing out that caution? And it kind of goes back to 2 weeks ago. Darlington, Denny Hamlin rallying back, going for the lead. Martin Truex Jr. trying to hang on. Truex gets into the wall. Hamlin goes by for the lead. Truex running around slow, trying to limp that thing to the finish. No caution was even thrown. Not even one was thrown. Hamlin wins, right? Well, obviously we know how that ends, because Denny Hamlin's win got encumbered due to illegal post-rear inspection. And, oh, by the way, Mike Wheeler, he's out again this week for the opener. We'll be back for New Hampshire next week. But I just don't understand these ill-timed cautions, especially at the end, and it happens mostly when Martin Truex is out in front. I don't understand it at all. And if NASCAR, if you're going to stand by your word, don't interfere And I believe MTJ has the best quotes about NASCAR in there officiating. During media day yesterday, there was a quote in there. He's him saying about the officiating, "I'll get back to you at the end of the year, 10 races left, and I'll come back to you then." Good, and a good point there. I just don't understand why NASCAR keeps throwing out the caution. I mean, there are instances this year, like Pocono, that there are no caution out. The race went all the way. There's been a couple instances, races this year, that the race has gone all the way without this phantom caution. They need, if NASCAR says, if you're going to say you're going to stay out of the way from affecting the finish of this race and stay out of the way, don't lie and say, wait a minute, somebody slow, Ryan up slow up against the wall, we'll throw a caution on anyways, just to make things more exciting. You gotta let the thing play it out. Even though Darlington did play out, there could have been a caution been thrown out for Truex. Could have been debris or something like that. But instead, NASCAR let it play out. And I didn't understand why NASCAR just should have stayed out of this one. Definitely, for sure. And Larson, he's dead right on this. He definitely stole one. I mean, I get the Michigan, into the Michigan race where McDowell and a couple of others wreck on the backstretch, and Truex was leading that one as well. Caution comes out for that. I definitely understand that one, but I don't understand this one at all. Not even a percent of it. I just don't. I am sick and tired of it, and I'm to a point where I don't want to keep bashing him, but you gotta look at what it is. NASCAR interfered with the finish of this one. And I tell you what, if something does happen like that in the final four race, where you get a phantom caution with some 10 to 15 laps to go, which, quite frankly, we have seen that, then there's going to be some trouble after the end of the season. I'm going to tell you what, because going back to last year, Carl Edwards, who knows, if the caution doesn't come out, Edwards, who had the best car, even though Kyle Larson led a bunch of laps in that one, he had the best car out of the four. He had the best chance to win a championship. 10 laps to go, after that caution, he and Logano wreck, sparking a big wreck, coming into turn one. It's a wrap. Edwards' opportunity for championship ends on that note and goes into retirement. Flip the switch. The script here. If Edwards goes on to win that championship, in my opinion, I don't think he's retiring. I think he's going for back-to-back Monster Energy Cup champion titles. Man, just think about that. I mean, who would predict him retiring this early? Not me. None of us would have predicted that. That's one of the more surprising stories of this season, is Edwards stepping aside with literally 2 weeks before speed weeks, not even that, probably, maybe even a week, somewhere in there, that he steps aside, decide he does not have the passion anymore. He might have, I mean, and he says there are no ill effects. Well, there has to be, had to be some in there, because there just had to be some that you go into that race, you put all your heart and soul. Making it to Homestead is one thing. That's in the journey itself, and we're going to be seeing that here with between 9 weeks between now and the championship race. It's just a journey to get there. A lot of things can happen, a lot of laps between now and then. So much can happen, and it hinges on that. Getting wrecked, and all hope is gone just like that. So who knows? I mean, we're never going to answer that question. But for sure, I think if ever Edwards went on to win that championship, I think he's still racing for sure. He's pumped up, through his enthusiasm and such, I definitely miss that for sure. But we could be sitting here talking about Carl Edwards going for back-to-back Cup championships. That's what I think personally. I don't know what you guys think out there, but and. He was still at a good age, and he was definitely concerned about his health. Definitely understandable about that, but hey, we never know the situation. Also, the ambulance. in the middle of pit road. Are you kidding me? This is not the first time it's happened. This is the second time this year, and it comes at the same place at Richmond that an ambulance has interfered with drivers going on pit road. It cost Martin Truex Jr. in the spring race an opportunity to get a better finish. I believe he's still finishing the top 10 somewhere, but he was penalized for hitting the cone because of the stupid ambulance. Here, in this case, Clint Bowyer, Joey Logano, Matt Kenseth, all involved in ramming into playing, ram the car in front of you because you don't want to hit the ambulance. First of all, the ambulance shouldn't even be there, and all these drivers are dead on right about that. Oh, by the way, you're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house, as usual. Ambulance should not even be there to begin with. He should have moved out of the way, or even better yet, moved slowly up pit road so all the guys are, that's not the right word, I should say move or turn a dead left into the open space where the cars come into pit road instead of just standing there causing, really, Matt Kenseth really got lucky, because if somebody else would have won, woo! There would have been a lot, everybody would have been talking about that, including myself. So Kenseth dodged a huge bullet. He is in the playoffs, obviously, because no one else did not win outside of the top 16, which is still the top 16 heading in to the round of 16 to open up the playoffs in Chicago here on Sunday afternoon. But yeah, Kenseth definitely got lucky there. And it wasn't worse. Clint Bowyer didn't do any better. Eric Jones gave a valiant effort, but not getting into gear cost him an opportunity to race with the leader. So, yes, those were the two biggest stories coming out of there. NASCAR interfering again with the finish, throwing out the caution when they want to throw out the caution, especially late in the race when Martin Truex Jr. is out front. It's getting tiresome, and I'm still not really over it, but with the playoffs, I'm getting over it. And I'm definitely looking forward to Chicagoland on Sunday. And then, of course, the ambulance, that was wild there. And a lot of drivers getting lucky there. And that could have been a much, much worse situation than it already was. You'll see the EG3 show right here on this Chicagoland preview, KCSportsRadio.com. All right. Finally, of course, the drivers who are not going to participate, of course. I mentioned one of them, or two of them actually. Clint Bowyer, Eric Jones, Joey Logano. The encumbered win at Richmond in the spring comes back to bite him in the butt. Could not get over that. And that team now will look to play spoiler in the next 10 races. The team that has been to the championship four two of the last three seasons will not be a part of the playoffs at all. So you take out the 19 Edwards and Logano from last year's Final Four. That's half the Final Four already out from last year. So definitely we're going to get new players in it this year. Want the new players? Yet to be determined. You're going to have to tune in the next 9 weeks to find that out. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won't be a part of it either. The Appreciator will roll along, however. So Junior will try to find a way to play spoiler, especially at Talladega, if he can get himself together there. But, yeah, so, and of course, Danica Patrick, Trevor Bain, Eric Almirola, Almendinger, those guys did not make it into the field. So there you go. So, all right, which leads into my next point, the bottom of the playoff grid, which we'll start off with right now. Of course, what? Okay, sorry about that. Lost my notes for a brief second. Like I said, my computer is kind of on the sick side today, but if you know what I mean. So there you go there. Got it back. Okay, so the grid, what I'm looking at right now, of course, the last one to get in was Matt Kenseth. And Kenseth is the 16th seed. Jamie McMurray, the 15th seed. Moving up the line, Austin Dillon with a win. Kasey Kahne with a win as well. I don't have that marked down for whatever reason. Kurt Busch, Ryan Newman, Ryan Blaney all have wins except Chase Elliott, who is still looking for that elusive first victory. And going back to last year's opener at Chicagoland, Chase Elliott was right there with 10 laps to go on the verge of getting his first Monster Energy Cup Series win when a caution comes out with 8 to go. And you know the rest is history there. Martin Truex Jr. is the defending race winner. Went on to win that race and come from behind fashion, as a matter of fact. Truex was a lap down for majority of that race. Got the caution he was looking for to set that up. But prior to that, a lap down because of a loose wheel. And those are the mistakes that really the pits crews cannot make at this time. These 16 teams going for one trophy, they cannot afford to make mistakes right now. This is not the right time to do that. Of course, Elliott, McMurray, and Kenseth do not have wins this year. And of course, Chase Elliott getting points because he finished inside the top 10 in the regular season, along with Jamie McMurray as well. Kenseth has stage wins this year, obviously. But when you look at these guys right now, who stands out? Who's going to make a move in these playoffs? Well, first name that stands to my mind is Kurt Busch. 3 consecutive top 10s, and he made noise, especially at Darlington, contending for a win, and here as well. Kurt Busch, I would say he's outrunning Kevin Harvick right now, being the lead dog of Stewart Haas right now. The way that he is trying to figure out the Ford, the chassis and whatnot, Kurt Busch is doing a fantastic job. And this was a guy that I talked about that did not show up after the Daytona 500 win. He kind of mellowed out to outside the ballpark, if you know what I mean. He wasn't even in the ballpark, not even in contention. But now, here since, I believe, Pocono, that this team is starting to really catch the stride. And you always know the old cliche, you want momentum going into the playoffs. And that's what's happening with this 41 team. And let's not count out the Kenseth machine either, because he's made it at least to the round of 8 the last two seasons. Actually, check that. He made it to round of 8 last year, and then going back a year before that, I believe, actually was 2 years ago, somewhere in there, that he didn't make it to round of 8. But this is a guy that knows how to advance deep into the playoffs, and let's not no wins fool you, because going back to Tony Stewart, back in his championship run, he had no wins going into the playoffs. And what happened then? Tony Stewart reared off 5 wins of the 10 races. So you definitely have a chance to win more. You rack that up, you have an opportunity to get the homestead that way as well. So anything can happen. This, folks, is what I like to call the March Madness of NASCAR right here. The March Madness of the NASCAR playoffs is about to happen here. And anything can happen. This is what worries me the most. You talk about all these favorites and whatnot, but a couple of bad races here and there. And then also you got to throw in the playoff points as well, earned from the regular season, what you can earn in the playoff postseason as well. Winning the stage, that could add to the total as well. Getting a win as well will add to your season total as well. So a lot is at stake than never before, folks. Now, I got to tell you, Kenseth is going to be in this mix as well. And my sleeper out of this, I got to say, you know, even though Ryan Newman is being Newman, running 20th, and the next thing you know, he's in the top 5 somewhere. At the end of these races, I got to go with the 21 of Ryan Blaney. Ryan Newman would probably be sleeper number 2, but my number 1 in this, yes, Ryan Blaney, the winner at Texas. Yeah. If that team unloads runs like they've been doing on these mile and a half, they could put up a fight as well. He was up at the finish as well last year, making a gamble call. It didn't work out, but it worked out to a top five finish for that organization. So this Team 21, they've kind of veered off as well. It'll be interesting to see how these guys do with them being in the playoffs. Kenseth as well. And they obviously got Austin Dillon, Casey Kane, Newman I talked about coming out of nowhere, obviously. But even with that, you're going to have to step up your game. You know, these gamble situations obviously got them into the playoffs. Newman at Phoenix, Dillon at Charlotte, and Casey Kane, the wreck fest at Indianapolis, how he ended up to the front. So, as much as this sport is relying on talent and speed and winning races, it also has its luck as well, which you kind of have to have as well. So, definitely, you know, luck's definitely on their side, but the speed part, it ain't all there. So, Chicago, it will definitely be a telltale sign if you're stepped the game up or not. If they're not up to par, then they're going to be in trouble, especially with the way the points are half reset, and it's really, really tight with the bubble with this half of the grid. Folks, it's time to take our final intermission here on the EG3 show right here on KC Sports Radio for the afternoon. When I come back, flip the script to the front half of the grid, which has been the most talked about, obviously. And then, of course, Chicagoland preview on its way next. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back. EG3 show is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network, Cable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, breaking down the playoff grid and getting you set for Chicagoland. And thanks to POD Christian Rock Band for doing the music today. Did something a little bit different, so getting pumped up for Chicagoland. And the preview continues as we look at the top half of the grid, beginning with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with his two victories, of course, on restricted plate tracks, Daytona and Talladega. He's been the present surprise as well, but he's going to have to perform much better on some of these other tracks like the New Hampshires and Chicagolands here in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. He's going to transfer into the playoffs. Denny Hamlin, who was nowhere to be found at Richmond last week, really struggled with that race car to a surprise. he was involved with that last lap collecting Martin Truex Jr. there, and him calling himself a clown. Well, he definitely was a clown. Didn't know what he was doing at Richmond last week. Well, he better get his act together without his crew chief Mike Wheeler, as I stated in the last segment previously. Kevin Harvick It's been amazing. He only has one win. The last few seasons, he has multiple wins. Obviously, full switching to Ford has threw them a curveball this season, but still, we've seen Harvick run up in the top 10, but last week again. I mean, Kurt Busch has found his stride. Kevin Harvick has not. It's going to be interesting to see how Rodney Childers and that team step up their program here when they get the practice in and qualify these cars tomorrow afternoon. Definitely, they're going to have to step up the game. Okay, Jimmy Johnson comes in as the fifth seed, obviously the defending champ, seven-time champ. And if you've been listening to the podcast, folks, for the last few weeks or a month and a half or so, I've been calling Jimmy out as the groundhog. He's been nowhere to be found. Obviously, he finished eighth, but due to a luck of a caution there, he was outside the top 10 when that caution came out. But obviously, the performance hasn't been there. Let's just call it like it is. Let's be honest. The performance hasn't been there, and yes, it's been well documented on NASCAR shows, including this one, that Hendrick Motorsports all of a sudden came out of the woodworks and had the speed at Chicagoland, and Jimmy Johnson had a dominant car, could have won, but pit road mistakes cost him, well, actually a speeding penalty cost Jimmy Johnson opportunity to win that race last year. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. All eyes is going to be on that 48. And no matter how the favorites are, how the favorite is, no matter who the favorite is, whether it's the 78, the 42, the 18, it doesn't matter. All eyes are going to be on that 48, because if this team don't show up at Chicagoland, like Jimmy says, Jimmy calls it the 10 best tracks on his schedule for him. Well, obviously, because he's a seven-time champ, because he's Jimmy Johnson, because he lures people to sleep. But definitely this year, been sleeping underneath the ground of all these racetracks. Even after the win at Bristol, you know, three wins and adding another point for finishing in the top 10. But Jimmy Johnson, we will find a lot about that team within the next 3 weeks. And definitely the answer, like I keep saying on the show today, is Chicagoland. Which team steps up the program and which team didn't do their homework? Okay, Brad Keselowski, two wins this year at Atlanta and Martinsville. He's another driver that hasn't made it to the final four, and he's going to have to do it without his teammate Joey Logano. We'll see how that goes. And obviously, the story of the 2017 season, these three cats, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and your number one seed, Martin Truex Jr., who will start off with a 20-point lead on Larson, and then a 4 more to Kyle Busch, and then 10 more to Brad Keselowski. Like I've been saying, this is going to be very interesting to see how the playoff points, regular season points, affect the runs of these guys. The other half of this grid, they don't have no margin for error, really, because a mistake or an engine failure or whatnot, or not running well, could come back to cost them. When you look at Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 8th, all the way to McMurray, that's really tight up in there. And really, honestly, probably go up to Keselowski maybe, but I'm going to stop with Stenhouse there for the time being, because you're going to have to pay attention, because top 10s, I think, is going to get you there. Outside of the top, you don't finish outside of the top 10, that's not going to get it done. Top 15 is not going to cut it. Obviously, there, you're getting the danger zone there. So, Mark Treschinger, obviously, once again, like last year, was one of the favorites. He is one of the favorites to get the homestead, along with Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch. I mean, if a mulligan were to happen, again, we'll definitely see how that transpires into the season, into the postseason. So definitely really interested to see what happens there. But obviously, I'm a nervous wreck. As a fan, I'm a nervous wreck. So definitely, I'm definitely cautiously optimistic for that the 78 team. And what happened last year, obviously, is in the back of my mind. Definitely, for sure. Nothing's a guarantee. And when they talk about a guarantee, it's been about Truex and the playoff points he's amassed this year and a lot in the first 26 races. Obviously, just a few minutes on the EG3 this afternoon here on the KCSportsRadio.com. The no guarantee policy got to go through everybody else too, like Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, Brad Keselowski. These guys that got at least a cushion. But so nothing's guaranteed, definitely for sure. Everyone wants at least pretty much on ground zero. I know the playoff points are a little different story this season, and I'm definitely interested to see how the first chapter of the playoffs play out on Sunday. So we'll have to see where everyone stacks up with that. And with that, numbers of the week. 600. Kevin Harvick made his 600 career start last week and struggled at Richmond. So definitely going to be interesting to see how this team responds to, well, obviously Kevin Harvick is a former champion. So we'll see how they regroup at Chicagoland here starting tomorrow. 34.9. That is the average age of the last 10 champions in the last 10 to 15 year span. In that span, age difference, they're almost 35. So there's still a chance there for some of these guys that are over 33. And then the last one of the day, 9. That's how many organizations that are represented in the 17 playoffs. 9 teams. Furniture Row, RCR, Roush Fenway Racing, Henrik, JGR, Penske, Wood Brothers. Probably missing something down here. Ganassi. I think I got them all. Yes, I did. Looking. And Stuart Haas Racing. So there you go. 9 organizations, ladies and gentlemen, are represented. That is some diverse company. And we got the young guns in here as well, like Larson, Blaney, Elliott, Dillon. So, youth. I'm definitely interested in see what is going to happen with these guys. Blaney's first playoff appearance, Stenhouse. Dillon was in the postseason last year. Almost made a run into the final, into the Elite Eight, like I like to call it here on the show. So a lot of variables to play out. And it all starts Chicago this weekend. Man, I'm pumped up. Coverage starts 3 Eastern times, 2 o'clock Central time. NBC, I believe NBCSN has the coverage on that. Stay tuned for Facebook on that note with the latest on that. But definitely tune in to part 1, chapter 1 of the 17 playoffs in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. It is going to be going down, and I'm pumped up about what could happen here this weekend. Such an exciting weekend for me. Before we head out for Chicago for the weekend, a lot of sports, college football, exciting matchups on deck in NFL as well. My team's going to be playing some tough teams this week. We'll see how it all shakes out. Playoffs are going down. So, a lot of exciting stuff appearing. And also, the Cleveland Indians are taking on the Royals this weekend as well. Cleveland Indians making history yesterday as well. So, folks, a lot of sports excitement around here, around NASCAR. Regular season finales, Xfinity, Saturday afternoon, and prime time Friday night racing. Think that's going to be really exciting. One spot for it all. Who is going to grab it? Going to have to tune in to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for this edition of EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Who will take home? Who will strike first at Chicagoland? Tune in to NBC Sports Networks to find out. I'm Eddie Greer. You have listened to the EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network. We'll talk to you next week to recap all the action. Have a good weekend, everybody. Hey, keep the state of Florida and Houston on your prayers. We out.